I'm going to speak on a very important topic, and the topic comes from Titus 1, and I have spent some time with you in verse 1, and I've had a very difficult time getting out of verse 2 in my study this week. So as I look at this text, follow it very carefully with me. Paul, a doulos, and a doulos means what? It means a slave. I have no idea where the word bondservant comes from. Paul, a slave of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Would you bow with me and ask God's blessing on these words? Father, we come to you today, as we sang just a moment ago, to seek your word, to seek your food. And we know that if we are to receive, you have got to do something supernatural, because we're very natural people. And we live in a natural world. And so, Lord, this is supernatural data from a supernatural mind, yours. And so the only way we're going to get it is if your Spirit, through the power of his illuminating hand, takes the word, breaks it down, and makes it understandable. We're absolutely dependent on the Spirit. Our hearts are overwhelmed from the music we have sung. I just felt, Lord, as we were singing, I didn't want the music to stop. Our hearts are prepared for your word. And so I pray for the power of your Spirit to accomplish what only he can do. And it's in the name of Jesus we ask. Amen. The thought that has been challenging me in verse number 2 is the hope of eternal life. I told you that I was excited both Sunday morning and Sunday night to come to you and open up the book of Titus in the morning and the book of Revelation in the evening. And I just so appreciate your response as you have been praying, encouraging, reading, thinking through some great thoughts some of you have. But when I think of where we are today, I think of these words, hope of eternal life. What does that connote to you? And I say, hope of eternal life. What does it connote to you when I read it from the Scriptures? Verse number 2, in hope of eternal life. What does that mean to you? Or turn it into a question. Do you have hope of eternal life? Now, this is a powerful thought to me as I have been going through the text of Scripture, because I think basically the world can be divided into two different categories of people. Those who have seasonal hope, a hope based upon circumstances, a hope based upon rationalization, a hope based on something they can feel, touch, or see, versus a hope that is supernatural, something that you cannot see. That's difficult, because when you look at the text, in hope of eternal life, or on hope of eternal life, you see, when you look at me here up front, I am standing on a platform. I am on the platform. And the only reason I'm on a platform is why? Very good. So you can see me. There's no super Christians here, all right? It's important for people to understand that, especially if you're a visitor. All right, now I'm on a platform. This is concrete. Pastor Daniel on the platform, a steel platform. But when I say, are you on eternal life? Do you have a hope of eternal life? All of a sudden, we move from the concrete platform to something that is nebulous, something that is not concrete, something that is, it's more of an idea to us. And so our language reflects this in our English language. I hope in the morning my car starts. I hope in the morning that there's no rain, it's beautiful outside. I hope she loves me. I hope that I have my job by the end of the week. See, those are that is seasonal terminology, a seasonal hope. It is hope that is based upon something out here. It's seasonal. It's on circumstances. It's on things. It's on people. And so it's something nebulous. And we bring that over, that baggage, we bring over into the Scriptures. And we don't really see the Scriptures for what they mean. So when you talk to somebody in the world, are you a Christian? Well, I hope I am. That's a seasonal hope. That's a hope based in their mind. Well, I go to church and I don't rob and steal and I love my wife and I want to be a good community person, and I have all of these ideas. And so in their mind, when you ask the question, do you have hope of eternal life, they're thinking seasonally. And the problem is there are many Christians who think seasonally. They do not think supernaturally. What does it mean to hope? It's interesting, in the Greek text, when you take the noun and the verb, it is translated from the Greek text, especially the verb, with other words, specifically the word trust. Let me show you a couple. Turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 4, if you will. 1 Timothy chapter